voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. What is the battle for the survival of Christian civilization? It's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Robert Merritt, who's a fascinating guest. Robert certainly was for many years a homosexual. He was recruited into the homosexual lifestyle by priests who seduced him and molested him. And eventually he became a homosexual living in Washington, D.C. He was recruited by the government to actually compromise many of our elected officials and, of course, to collect the information. And, of course, he was pivotal to a great deal of the information about what really happened at the time of Watergate. But I'm going to let Robert give you the background of what happened. He knows it far better than I do. Robert, you go ahead and tell our listeners your background. And, of course, Robert eventually found a wife, became married, left the homosexual lifestyle, and became an evangelical Christian, a born-again Christian, and he's had some recent illness, but he's kind enough to come on the program with us because he wants to share what his knowledge of the real story of Watergate. Robert, you pick up the story.
Good evening, Doctor. Good evening to your audience. Can you hear me okay, Doctor?
You're doing just fine. Go right ahead.
Good. First of all, I would like to, if you don't mind, Doctor, I would like to ask anybody who has any underage children or people who don't want to hear necessarily terribly bad things to please turn your radio off or leave the room, because I'm very polite, but I'm also very streetwise. I'm not going to use any profane language. That I will not do on especially your show, Doctor. But out of respect to God, first of all, and to you and to your audience, I will not do that. But I am going to, for the first time in the history of Robert Merritt, going to admit the things that is going to be absolutely and totally 100% shocking and revealing, exposing them for the very first time in my life. I've done last year for about 14 months about 277 shows. I discussed this earlier with you, Doctor, and that was that after, and I would like for you to totally not exhaust me, but to exasperate me and get every piece of information out of me concerning my activities and what I've done for the United States government, because they do not want this made public by no means. Believe me, they do not. And they've gone to great extremes in jeopardizing my life and the life of my son, my adopted son, Antonio, and also my wife, Debbie, who's no longer with me. Aside from that, Doctor, I'm going to start off, and I'm going to be very quick. And I do have a tendency to jump around from one time era to another. So if I'm getting confusing, please stop me, correct me, or whatever that you feel is necessary. But, you know, 60 minutes or 57 minutes that we have, you know, is not very long, especially to discuss one's life of 40-some years. And I know you told me that we could do other shows, and I hope for the sake of getting everything out of Robert Merritt that you do exactly that for the sake of humanity, I suppose. But anyways, my story starts, Doctor, back in the 1800s. Even though I wasn't born then, are we coming into a commercial?
No, you go ahead. I'll tell you when, don't you?
Okay. Just go ahead. Anyways, I'm referring to my great-grandparents. I'm sorry, my great-great-grandparents who came over here from Europe and England, Ireland and France, and migrated over on one of the boats. I'm not going to say that they came over on the famous Mayflower. That's not my claim. But anyways, they did have a farm, I'm sorry. I want to correct that.
Okay, you hold on. We'll be back. Hold on there, Robert. We'll be back in a moment. Sure. And Robert's just giving the background of his great-grandparents, you know, coming to America from Europe and from France. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Robert was telling us about his great-great-grandparents and his grandparents. Certainly had a place a little town that they'd created. And basically, so what was the point to go right ahead? Your grandparents had actually built a church, had a small town, another small town where they lived, and where they began doing their farming. Go ahead.
Okay, like I said, my great-grandfather, Joseph Winfrey, he built that church there. And back during that time, Doctor, the snow was
Christians are heirs of a 2,000-year-old tradition of
church and lock the doors. And on Sunday mornings, there would be no one there but him, and he would pray and read the Bible, and then he would go home. But he never missed a Sunday, and like I did for until about 12, 13 years straight, I was in perfect attendance in Sunday school. And at the age of 12 years old, I was baptized with the water from the River Jordan that was brought over by our minister. And anyways, my mother, Rebecca was her name, she was having domestic problems. I came from a very dysfunctional type of family when it came to my mother and her husband and that sort of thing. Anyways, to make a long story short, she engaged in an affair with a man by the name of Joseph Booker. And Joseph Booker was 23 years old. He was my father. And he was killed in, or missing in the Korean War in North Korea someplace. And the thing was, is this was in 1944. And this was also during the era of taboo, being that of anybody daring to integrate. Well, my mother being white and Joseph was black, and which means that, you know, I'm sorry, if I can get, just jump back to that plantation for a moment. My great-grandmother, by the way, who came over on that boat, she was Jewish, and she had to hide her Judaism because that's the only way the Jewish women could get into this country during that time was to not to tell their husbands or anyone that they were Jews. Okay, the reason I'm bringing it is because now I'm part white and I'm Jewish, and now my father was black, and if you see his picture, my picture, I'm sorry they didn't put his picture in my book. He was light-skinned, had the same color eyes, and blonde, curly hair. Not nappy hair, but curly hair. The same as I did. And so now, like I said, I'm Jewish, I'm white, and I'm black. And I didn't find that out, by the way, until I was 27 years old and was working during the Watergate. And my mother died in 1972. And she always told me that there was a letter in her bottom dresser drawer that she wanted me to have, you know, when she passed away. Well, I opened up the letter when I went home for her funeral. And all it was an obituary thing about my father being killed in the war and a picture of him. And the fact that he was black, which I did not know until that time. So, anyway, I guess those are the controversial points. Doctor, I had an uncle by the name of William, who was a professor at North Carolina University. And William was an extremely racist man. In fact, he was he was one of the wizards of the Ku Klux Klan there in North Carolina. And I used to call him the Grand Wizard, whatever, I don't know. But anyways, he hated me and immensely because of my mother. He had no idea, by the way, that I was black. You could not see it, and you can't see it even to this day. In fact, I delighted myself in the fact of all these years that I got away with being black, and I walked into circles of white people who was so racist that they would, you know, have these meetings, you know, about, you know, what they could do to the niggers. And looking back on it, and I thought, oh, God, thank you. I'm so happy to be able to experience in real life instead of reading about it or watching some stupid movie or something, you know, as to how niggers were treated. Now I'm one. And I'm not going to apologize for that word. And I'm not going to sit here and be stupid and use the N-word, and I don't care who I offend. As a matter of fact, let me just say this. I have very little remorse for anything I've done except for a couple of things. And I've committed some very, very bad atrocities. But it was okay. It had to be okay because I was trained and sanctioned and educated by the United States government. And, of course, there's anything that we do for this government, whether it's in military service or in service of officers, it's perfectly okay. I mean, no, I did not carry a gun. I didn't carry a badge. And I had the title of a CI, a confidential informant, who is the most dangerous person that walks on the face of this earth. And I don't care whether it's here in the United States or in some other country.
Okay, now, basically, when did you become a confidential informant?
Yes, I'm going to get into okay. that. In 1967, Doctor, there was a little riot called the Stonewall Riot. It happened in right. New York City. And that was between the gays and the police who decided, the police got angry and decided they were going to raid this gay bar. And it turned out to be a nasty little bloody battle. And a lot of people got arrested. A lot of people got hurt. I don't think anybody was killed or not. But anyways, when the news came out, I was very vocal. And I was always been a rebel. And so I started an organization called the Gay Liberation Front, and I was the founder of it nationwide. The Gay Liberation Front, I created this letter, or a newsletter, rather, that went out. We went to in front of the FBI and the Department of Justice and other government buildings in Washington. We had that advantage because everybody was all there. The gang was there. And the letter very simply stated, you know, are you one too? and it said that was the big bold title, and then under it said, the person handing this pamphlet to you is a homosexual. Are you one too? Anyways, that was it. And so now the revolution, the gay revolution, was under its way, and Robert Merritt was one of the founders of it, and during that time, probably do so. And anyways, that was in 1967 and 1970. The gay movement was going along extremely well, becoming very vocal, becoming very aggressive, and the government's hands were sort of tied because of constitutionality, civil rights, and all those good things to protect us, that meant only the good stuff for us. The Constitution, guarantees the right that we can have guns, but at the same time, they take them away from us. But anyways, getting back to the government, in 1970, I was working as a cashier in a little drug store called the Southern Drug Company, and it was only two blocks from the White House. And I was hanging out in this park called DuPont Circle. DuPont Circle was a very diverse park, just a few blocks from the White House and just a couple blocks over from Georgetown, where all the affluent, influent people lived, and the politicians, the senators, congressmen, all those good people lived there. But in DuPont Circle, there was the gays, the straights, there was the hippies, there was the yippies, there was the communists, there was the Nazis, there was the Black Liberation Front people, there was the Black Panther Party. I mean, I could go on and on and on, the women's rights and et cetera. I could go on all night with all the numbers of groups there. Well, my nickname was Butch, and the gays, they love me, and especially the drag queens, they love me because, I was cute, I was handsome, I had, like I said, very vocal. I would stand up for their rights, and I challenged police officers too. When they tried to make an arrest or telling someone to go home and take their dress or wig off, well, I was there to defend them, and the cops got scared, and they decided to leave it alone to put the law suit on their hands. Sounds like, Doctor, I'm defending these things, but you'll find out towards the end that it was just the other way around. It became the other way around, let me put it that way. At the time, I was actually defending them. I was actually doing exactly as I'm telling you I did. But anyways, like I said, I became very popular. I was very charismatic. I was a cute, handsome kid. I could become extremely butch, meaning in gay language, extremely masculine in 1 minute. I could switch over to snapping my fingers, and I could become extremely effeminate. I could do just about anything that I wanted to do. And anyways, I didn't know that I was being watched and profiled. And I noticed there was a young white man that was there with long hair, mustache, goatee, very handsome himself, and he was wearing the clothes that of a yippie. And everywhere I would go, he would go. And I said, oh, he's probably somebody who wants to get into my pants. And so I ignored him because there was quite a few people like that. And I didn't jump in bed with everybody that I met. But one day on my job at the Southern Drug Company, he came there and bought some chewing gum from my counter and spoke to me in a very polite, extremely friendly way. And I said, responded and ignored him. And this went on every day for a week. And then at the end of the week, I was called by my boss and told me I was fired. And given no reason, I was just fired, that's all, and given my pay. Well, doctor, I was living like only one block from DuPont Circle. My rent was $35 a week. And, my pay for my work was only $70 a week. That was my net pay. So after paying my rent, I had, I think, $35 left over exactly. And I thought, well, what am I going to do now? I'm going to pay my rent and then...
Go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And then I will be evicted, not have any place to live. And I didn't know how I was going to make it. That same evening, doctor, when I'm sitting there extremely depressed and holding my pay envelope with a lousy $70 inside of it, there was a knock on my door, and I had an apartment that was in an alleyway, and I'm sorry, doctor.
Anyway, you went to the door, and but what happened?
Okay. They knocked on the door, I opened the door, and it was the man who had been coming on my job that had been observing me.
And probably this whole thing was set up so that you would go to work for the government. We'll be back in just a moment, I guess, is Robert Merritt, who's written a fascinating book.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Robert then, of course, he's been fired from his job. He goes to the door. This gentleman who's been watching him, who's there, comes in, gives him $1,000, and Robert wants to know what's it about. They said, well, because we want you to come to work for us. We're from the government. We've been watching you for a year. We think you're the sort of person that we need, and we want you to And inform, he wants to become a confidential informant, a CI. Well, basically, of course, that would have meant informing on some of his friends. Robert wasn't too happy about that. But of course, he was given a choice. You either go to work for the government or you leave Washington, D.C. Because, of course, you're not going to be able to stay here now that you know that we're watching, now that you know we're monitoring what's going on. And basically, of course, it's the people we want to be informed on are subversive elements trying to destroy our government and certainly... sort of appealing to his Robert's idealism and patriotism. And so Robert agrees to go to work for the government. So pick the story up from there, Robert.
Okay, Doctor. Yes, I have to go. I'm sorry, but I have to go back a few years. And that is when I was 15 years old. So despite my uncle, who was the grand wizard of the Klan and a professor at NCU, I decided to hurt him in the best way possible, and since he hated Jews, Catholics, Blacks, and whatever, I thought, well, good, then I'll just go to the Catholic Church up here and start taking catechism and let it be known to the whole family and have my little rosaries and statues of Mary and my catechisms and all the stuff, the Douay Bible and the whole thing, just everywhere throughout the whole house, which he collected up and burned and buried and all this good stuff, so... Anyways, I thought I was accomplishing something during that time, but the priest, who was a Franciscan priest, he had me coming to the rectory across the street where I started also going to a Catholic high school to further agitate my uncle. So every day after school, I had to go across the street to take catechism. Well, Father... was a Franciscan monk. He wore the brown robe with the rope cinture around his waist and the hood and sandals. And so we're sitting at the table one day, supposed to be studying the Bible. And suddenly I felt something on my leg under the table. And he had kicked his sandals off and was creeping up my leg to...
Well, we won't be too graphic, but let's put it this way. Uh-huh. He is going to introduce you into the homosexual lifestyle. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But, Pastor, there is something very important.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
I'm not going to be graphic as far as sex goes. Okay, but the thing is he, well, people have to read between lines and don't take too much. But the thing is he did perform a sexual act on me, and above my head was a crucifix with Jesus on the cross. And I thought, my God, how can he do this? And, you know, and what was making me feel so bad, this was the first sexual act that I had ever encountered. I had never been with anybody, a man, a dog, cat, a female, nothing. And he even made a comment to me about, you know, oh, don't you remember in the church, it's perfectly okay what I'm doing. Because he says, at the altar, he says, clear across the railing, he says, engraved in marble. He says, we have the thing from the Bible that whoever shall eat of my flesh shall have everlasting life. But he was referring to it literally. And he suddenly looked, I looked at him, and he reminded me of a carnivorous leopard or something. Well, anyways, he passed me around like a bucket full of dope or something because... I'm laying at home a couple of days after that, taking a nap on a warm summer day. And here the screen door opens, and I felt something warm and hot over me. Well, it was the local priest from the parish, and he, too, had decided to join the crowd and to initiate me into the thing. So now here I'm engaged with two priests.
And I think this may sound rather absurd, and yet right now we know, of course, there's a major committee now with them, and the Vatican investigating all of the sexual predators in the Catholic Church. Now, there are all sorts of pedophile rings all throughout, certainly, the Catholic Church and at the highest echelons, and they've been talking about it for a long period of time. They keep talking and talking, and nothing gets done. You have to ask yourself why, but this has been going on for a long, long time. We're way back in the 1960s or late 1950s. Go right ahead.
This was, Doctor, in the early 1960s is when this happened to me. And, you know, the thing that was so bad, like I said, I was a virgin. I didn't know anything about sex at all. And, you know, but the thing is, Doctor, is I was beginning to feel comfortable with the sex and beginning to like and enjoy as to the, what was happening to my flesh. Let me be polite. And I remember one evening, and I think I was only like 15 years old, and that I fell up on my knees and I cried and I begged God, why?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. Most of you now know why so many people believe that Miracle Food Soap really is a miracle. Miracle Food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Not free.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Robert Merritt. And that just telling about how suddenly after he's recruited into the homosexual lifestyle with this number of priests, there, of course, he turns against God. He'd been raised as a Christian, always been to Sunday school on a regular basis. He's 15 years old, perhaps a little older, but for the next couple of years, he's there in the Catholic Church. He's enjoying, certainly, of being a homosexual. And then finally, he feels that God has totally abandoned him. He begins to repudiate what he is, but he can't change it. So he decides to go to Washington, D.C. with Martin Luther King, get involved in the civil rights movement. He's now a practicing homosexual. He comes to Washington, D.C. Of course, you've heard his story. Well, the next thing that happens, of course, he's recruited to become a confidential informant by a government agent who actually gives him a great deal of money, then handcuffs him, and then, of course, has intimate relations with him. In other words, the government agent is a homosexual as well. Go right ahead, Mike, Robert.
Well, his name was Carl Schaffler, Detective Carl Schaffler with the Metropolitan Police Department. And anyways, he told me that this was his very first time. And I didn't say a word. I just looked at him astonished, at the same time scared, because after all, the man was carrying a gun. He was our law enforcement. He was, to me, our government. He could do anything that he so desired. His experience before becoming a cop was working in the military intelligence. And I knew from reading different things about that that he had tremendous power, which God only knows. Exact power that this man had, as you'll soon find out if we have enough time to get into it. But anyways, he did have a sexual encounter with me. And, doctor, there's one thing about homosexuals is if a man is supposed to be straight or heterosexual, bisexual, and they tell the homosexual this is their first time, believe me, that homosexual doesn't have to be trained by the United States government to know whether that person is telling the truth. And Carl was far, far from telling the truth. This was not his first time. He was very well experienced in what he was doing. So, anyways, he moved in with me. And he made it like his little substation of the police department and the federal government as well. And he told me that this would be a lot more better for him to stay there with me as my roommate and be introduced that way. And to the gay community, I could tell him that he was my secret lover. And I wasn't supposed to tell anybody, however, that he was a cop, but...
I think it's so important for our listeners to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that homosexuality permeates the highest levels of our government. And those of you who don't know, J. Edgar Hoover was a homosexual in Sydney. He was extremely critical of other homosexuals, but there's no question in my mind that he was a homosexual. And yet, of course, in the highest levels of our government, you'll find these people there working behind the scenes. And the average individual doesn't understand the depravity that exists at every level of government. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, you mentioned J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover used to come to the Mayflower Hotel, to the Mayflower Room, to eat dinner every evening with his friend. The name had just slipped my mind. But anyways, they were both homosexuals, and he was like J. Edgar Hoover's, I think, first aide or something in his office. But from what I understand is that J. Edgar Hoover was a homosexual in mind, but not in body, not sexually. He did not ever commit any sexual acts, but he only had the desire to do so. This is, whether this is true or not, again, only God knows. But getting back to Carl and that episode, Carl told me, like I said from the beginning, that you're only supposed to give me information concerning bank robberies and heinous crimes and drugs and all this stuff. But, doctor, I was being deceived day by day by day that he was no more interested in bank robberies and murders and drugs and all this stuff than the man in the moon. He was asking me questions about intelligence stuff. And to make a long story short, he had me to infiltrate over 225-some different domestic and a few international organizations that was he said was all anti-government. And especially one place, the Institute for Policy Studies, that was ironically being funded by the Kennedy family, still there today. And the people who run that place are people who are graduates from Harvard, Yale, Notre Dame, some of the biggest universities in the nation. And I had to attend their meetings on Marxism, Leninism, and socialism, and the whole nine yards. And I thought it was the most boring stuff in the world. But, I mean, yes, I could comprehend it. I could report on it extremely well. I even carried sometimes concealed tape recorders, stuff, and even tape recorded the meetings. I was given bugs to plant throughout the place, which, by the way, your listeners might be a little interested, that they were cross pins, the famous cross pins. And these were 18 karat gold cross pins. And I was told just to go into a certain person's office, the director or something like that, or some false pretense like, oh, I'm looking for a job, you know, would you consider me? Where can I get an application? And while I'm there, I just lay my cross pin down on their desk. Well, the cross pin had a transmitter inside. And, of course, you know, what does one do? You know, you find an expensive cross pin lay on your desk that's gold, put it in your pocket. And that's what they did. And they were being taped and wired every place they went, and you will never know how helpful that was to the government, how damaging that was to the people who were carrying all these pins. But at the same place, I was told to steal their mail, to forge documents, to do this, do that. And there was one very famous burglary that that was done, and the gas company came out, and they blocked off the entire street from one end to the other, and I was the only one allowed to go on the street. I had keys to the building. The maid to the building, a black lady who had a 16-year-old son, she was visited by the narcotics people and was told that her son would be let out of jail and the charges would be dismissed against him because they falsely arrested him for drugs, which, he, like I said, it was a false arrest. They planted the drugs. Anyway, she agreed. She turned over the keys to the place. I went in that night, and I stole a huge box of mail and manuscripts to books and first-class mail and airline tickets. Everything was there. And I took it home, and Carl told me to call the FBI, and I called two agents, the names he gave me, and turned it over to them. They opened the stuff and even removed the staples from the manuscript, and they copied it perfectly. All the envelopes and everything was sealed absolutely perfect, right back to the seam of the stuff. They were very professional, obviously, as to what they did. And anyways.
Were these people FBI? Were they CIA? What branch of government were they, were you really
these
working
These were
for?
FBI.
Okay, FBI. Go ahead.
Yes, but anyways, I returned the stuff before daybreak. They came out and gave it back to me. They did a rush job thing all night long and complained that I kept them up. I said, well, wasn't my assignment, but you gave it to me. So they said, yes, Susan, you know, I said, you do an absolutely fantastic job. Says, we've never seen anybody like you. And I did. I did operate very fast, very professional, and I gave them exactly what they wanted. But at the same time, too, Doctor, across the street from the place was called the DuPont Plaza East Hotel, which is still there. You can Google it. And there was a room in the hotel. I could even give you the room number. It's not important. But anyways, that room was rented the whole year through by the government, and it was wired for sound and for to take pictures, everything from one end to the other. And arrangements were made for me to meet different people, senators and congressmen and their aides and ambassadors from different countries and other very important VIP people. And taking them to the room, have sex with them, and everything was being recorded. Well, you know, I did exactly...
Well, basically, we're talking about congressmen and senators, and basically what you were doing was compromising them so they could have, FBI would have a dossiers on them, could really control them. Is that pretty well what it was about?
Well, that was part of it. The other thing was is they can get a yay or nay on a bill they wanted passed.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, when we see some of the things that go on within our legislature, or even within the Supreme Court, and when the Supreme Court justice will vote totally contrary to everything they stand for, and then, of course, we have to wonder, what did they have on that Supreme Court justice that he would vote the way that they wanted him to vote, or the congressmen or the senators? And this is how it really works. But go ahead, Robert. This, of course, we're talking about, this is the 1960s now that we're talking about.
Yes, well, this may be 2014, but I can assure you there's not the same people, but the same type of people are there today, Doctor, and they're doing the same thing. And, you know, Robert Merritt is just one person, and I'm 69 years old, and I understand that with the complications that I have physically, that I may have cancer in the lumbar part of my back. And I hope to God that's true. And I've been offered chemotherapy and all the radiation, all that stuff. But you know, as I expressed to you earlier today, Doctor, I have no desire, no intentions of wanting to live. My life is done. I've done the job. I'm trying to put the icing on the cake now for the people, whether they want to listen to it or not. It's entirely up to them. But believe me, what I've told you, and we've only got 17 minutes left, it's just a small, small little thing just to what was going to happen next. Because, I mean, I committed burglaries, I committed robberies. You know, I broke into places, I forged documents, I stole mail. You know, like one person said who was a former judge in Washington, D.C., he says, my God, he said, if I had to have you indicted, he said, I would have to give you a penalty of at least 2,000 years.
Well, basically, of course, you're doing all of these things under direction of your FBI handle, is that right?
Well, yes, our government, and you know, that made it perfectly right. Anything the government asks you to do, I mean, you can't question that. It's the Bible. You have to do what they tell you to do, and you not question it. It's right. You have, you know, I had carte blanche authority, doctor, to do whatever I wanted. And now to surprise you and your listeners a little bit, and I don't think I've aired this before, there are things I explained to you that would be aired tonight for me, not only tonight, but if you're going to put me on other shows, it would be told. And that is that, you know, I was given over 200 pieces of little taffy, and these were to pass out to the demonstrators, you know, when they were gathering to have a major demonstration, especially around May Day of 1972. You know, against the Vietnam War, against whatever they were doing. I mean, they had a protest against the Vietnam War, but you'd have the women's rights there, you would have the gay rights there, you had the black rights there, you had everything there, you know, compounded into one huge, massive group, and maybe they all went for each other.
And I think it's fascinating. What they do is they finance both sides. On one side, they're financing a war that we're not trying to win. We're never allowed to win. I mean, we could have won it at any time, but they didn't want to win the war. And then they have the anti-war movement, and they have this massive anti-war movement, essentially recruiting the blacks and recruiting the homosexuals and recruiting the liberals. And so they got people on both sides demonstrating against one another, and we're sitting at home on television watching all of this without understanding they manipulated and control both sides. And just as today, if you see what's going on in the Ukraine, you see the demonstrations, the military on one side, and the resistors on, we're financing both sides. It's the way the game is played. Go right ahead, Robert.
Like you said, we're sitting here watching it on TV and considering it as entertainment. You know, all they need to do is to get their maid or their wife's one to make some popcorn, and it's sheer entertainment. Just like you like the stuff that's going on today in the Ukraine, in Iran, in Israel, in all of these different countries. You know, it's just a matter of time, Doctor, and I'm saying this from experience and professional knowledge. It's just a matter of time before the whole thing is going to blow up in all of our faces, literally blow up. I'm not prophesizing anything. I'm telling you facts. You know, it's just a matter of time before someone brings in a little dirty nuclear bomb into New York City or to one of our cities or even over there. It's just a matter of time. And it's going to blow up, and that's going to start the whole ball rolling. It's going to be somebody who's going to decide to push the button, whether it's Obama or Menachem Begin or whoever. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And Israel's already sent warnings one after the other to Iran about their continuing working on nuclear stuff, and they've been ignored. And then this meeting today, you know, sort of blew up in everybody's face when, I don't know his name, but the man whoever's elected over Iran, I mean, he really flipped the bird at us, didn't he? If anybody who heard it, they'd understand what I'm saying, because he didn't give a damn about, you know, our threats or our ability to do anything. He doesn't care, because you know what? I believe, for not only just now, but for a long time now, they've already had the ability to make a bomb, and they've got the bomb. And now it's just a matter of who's going to deliver it first. And so whoever's got the goal to push that button or to deliver it will probably be the rulers of the world, or maybe they won't. Maybe we'll all just blow up each other, and that'll be the end of everything.
Well, Robert, you're one of the few people who agrees with what I've been saying for some time, and that is it's obvious the Iranians have the bomb, but they're not going to tell the American people that. But one of these days, we're going to find out that they've had the bomb for a long time. I was told 20 years ago they had the bomb. I believed it then. I believe it now. But, of course, the last thing they want is for the American people to know how dire circumstances really are today. But then, of course, I believe God is going to bring his judgment on America. But let's get back to your story, basically. You're telling us now, of course, you're involved with suddenly getting information, getting dossiers on congressmen and senators and key government officials and foreign officials. Go right ahead with your story.
Well, let's not forget those 200 pieces of taffy, Doctor. I wasn't just passing out popcorn and candy to the demonstrators. All those pieces of taffy were laced with LSD, and over 100 pieces were laced with lethal dosages, and others were laced with stuff to send people to mental institutions probably for the rest of their life, and only, I understand, a half a dozen or so actually regained their sanity and got out of the whole thing. But I just want you to know that I was, because Carl's the one who gave me the candy, and he's the one who and told me to pass it up. At randomly, there was no certain people, but I can tell you that those 100 pieces of lethal dosages, those people did die. They did die. They did, and I murdered them. And do I have any remorse about it? No, I don't. Do I care? No, I don't. And you know why I'm saying it so easily is because, for one thing, when it made the paper, it was on a teeny tiny column that said that all the yuppies at DuPont Circle experimented around with some LSD and overdosed, and, well, that was it. That was the whole story. Nobody bothered to look into it to find out, you know, anything more than that. That's exactly what the New York Times did to, I think it was the New York Times, maybe it was the Washington Post. They did, you know, with the Jews during the Holocaust. I think it was on page W42 somewhere.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, our guest is Robert. Robert, do you have a web page you'd like to get out at all?
No, I don't.
How can people get copies of your book?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to give out my number, and that's 646-670.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Robert, what's the title of your book? What is the title of your book?
It's Watergate Exposed.
Watergate Exposed, certainly of Robert Merritt. One more time, I want you to get your telephone number out. We'll get you back on next week, and we'll talk about what really happened at Watergate, because, of course, Robert was there. Suddenly, he knew exactly what was happening, and, of course, it was all part of a plot to get rid of Richard Nixon. But basically, what is, how can you get the telephone number out again, and then we'll get the program lined up for next week. But what's your telephone number?
If I can be selfish just for 1 second, is there sure. anybody who buys the book from Amazon.com, it's there, it's available. But the attorney, Douglas Caddy, who was a CIA operative who helped write the book, he was there to destroy my book. I have no dealings with him whatsoever. He's also a homosexual and a pedophile. But anyways, if you buy the book from Amazon.com, he's also a very brilliant lawyer, and he wrote up a contract with the publisher as to where Debbie and I would not get a penny from the book, and that's true. I have about 80 copies left for myself, and I would be more than happy to sell those books. And that's all the books that I have. I cannot get any more. They won't give them to me. So you have your choice, either from me or from the publisher. It doesn't matter to me, really.
And the title, one more time,
is Watergate Exposed.
Watergate Exposed, and you can get that from Amazon, or you can get that directly from Robert Gottlieb. Robert, we'll talk to you soon, and we'll get you back on. So you have the story of the Watergate, certainly the story that you're not going to get through regular channels. Good night. God bless.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Robert Merritt. I hope you enjoyed the interview. We've had some other interviews with Robert on other issues, and we'll be hopefully putting these together into a four-tape set. The information is an important part of history. You're not going to get through regular channels, because so much of what goes on, you're never going to get through regular channels, because the media is controlled, and it's controlled by six or seven major corporations. This is covered in a book we carry called The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdell, who spent 30 years studying control of the media. He was a professor of journalism at the University of California in Berkeley. Of course, he was a left-wing professor. He thought the right-wing controlled the media. And, of course, the people on the right think the left-wing controls the media. And they're all wrong. It's the Brotherhood that controls the media. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you really need to. In fact, I'm rereading it. I haven't read it in 10 years, and I'm reading it now. Brotherhood of Darkness is, I have to say, is really rather well done. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you can get the New Media Monopoly there as well. Of course, you can get lots of other things. If you'd like a catalog of the various products we put out, why they're available there. If you'd like to get us any of the other products that we carry that help to maintain Radio Liberty, we carry, have a line of health products. Suddenly we have a line of soap products and of spices and things. All of these things we carry so we can finance our network of stations across America so that you're going to be able to get the information you won't get through regular channels. And basically, I take no salary, nor does my wife take a salary for what we do. We're trying to get people to understand that there are powerful forces working behind the scenes that control both political parties and make mockery of the electoral process. But behind them are powerful spiritual forces working to destroy Christianity, which is why, of course, they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, why they do everything they can to destroy the faith of our children, so that most of our children, when they graduate from high school today, have no faith in God, and that's the way it's supposed to be. They know exactly what they're doing, and, of course, the homosexuality is on the rise in America. They're doing everything they can to bring in people from other countries. This is why they will not enforce immigration laws, because they want to certainly do away with the sovereignty of our nation, create a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and that's why they're on the verge of destroying the value of our currency. And if you haven't made your plans yet, understand they're going to destroy our currency. They're going to plunge us into another terrible war to increase their power over the population. And also, of course, because there are too many people in the world, this next war is going to be a terrible one. I think Robert's right. It's only a matter of time before we have a nuclear war. And we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. the night with a light from above, from the mountain.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking a beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Gregory Smith. And a couple of people had sent me emails and said, you've got to get Dr. Smith onto the program. He's a wonderful guest. So basically, we haven't had a chance to talk to Dr. Smith in great detail, but he actually certainly is on the front lines of evaluating what's going on in our society. Dr. Smith, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Why don't you certainly share what your concerns are with our listeners? Because I was fascinated when I recently read some of the background of what the work you're doing, but what is your concern?
Well, I have a lot of concerns, as you do. The film that I'm involved with and that I did and produced, co-wrote, is called American Addict. And the problem is at the beginning of the film, and it basically says that we're approximately 5% of the world's population, but we're consuming 80% of the world's pharmaceutical hydrocodone, which is medications like Vicodin, Norco, and we consume 50% of the world's pharmaceuticals in total. And studies recently just showed that 70% of Americans are taking at least one pharmaceutical drug per day. And this is not happenstance. This is a purposeful effort, in my opinion. And I don't even really think it's conspiracy or opinion. It's when you look at the facts that this many people are medicated, there's a lot of reasons for this. Obviously, it's big money, big pharmaceutical companies, the relationship between big pharmaceutical companies and the FDA, which is inappropriate. But really, the more scarier stuff to me is the fact that people are so medicated and zombified, so to speak, that along with medications, toxic food, the environmental issues we have, things can be done to people in plain sight, even though it's kept a secret, but it's done in plain sight, in other words. So I have a lot of concerns.
Well, I've heard that as many as one in every five or six Americans is on some sort of psychotropic drug, which is insane. And certainly so many of our young people, our children, are on drugs for ADD or ADHD. And basically, I think some of these can have deleterious effects over a long term, can't they?
Absolutely. There's way too many young people and children on these type of medications. And there's a lot of evidence to show that the medications are not only inappropriate, but they actually can do damage. Because when you start to medicate children who have their nervous system and their brains that are still developing, more bad things happen. And it's really a symptom of a bigger problem. That is the over-medicalization of our society. And these drugs are pushed on to young people, to children, all the way through to adulthood. I always say that sick people it's a great business because they don't die. They just keep coming back every 30 days for a refill. But that's not good for people's health.
Well, the thing is that, are you a medical doctor? What is your field?
Yes, I'm a medical doctor. I'm board certified both in anesthesia and pain management. And my focus is chronic pain management and addiction medicine.
Well, Chris, basically, you probably use, at least deal with a lot of these people who are oxycodone addicts. And basically, Chris, I was an orthopedic surgeon for the better part of 40 years, 35 years anyway. And because doctors give medication out, and I don't think most doctors really realize the implications of so much of what they give. You know, you suddenly you have your detail people, you go to your medical meetings, you get your journals, you go to all the booths when you go to medical medical meetings. They're all selling these products, and each one is better than the other one. And I don't think the average doctor realizes all the complications that can come from taking medications. And basically, a lot of them, you ask them, are there any complications? They'll tell you no. And then you look at the brochure, they're enough to scare you to death. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Gregory Smith. Always, ladies and gentlemen, always read the insert.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom, and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Gregory Smith, simply talking about how some of these medications, or psychotropic medications, pain medications, can actually produce permanent harm and changes in the brain, especially in children. Just starting medications very early when the brain is not completely maturing, and they can have a permanent damaging effect on them. And then, of course, certainly, Dr. Smith is talking about the other medications. So many medications we give for blood pressure, we're not treating trying to prevent the blood pressure. We're simply treating the symptoms. And with so many of the medications that are given today, they're symptomatic, but they don't get to the root cause of the disease. And what you want to do is attack the root cause of the disease, not just treat the symptoms. Would that be a fair analysis?
That's a great analysis, and often when I talk about this subject, people think that I'm simply bashing either the doctors or the pharmaceutical companies or both, but there's really blame to go all the way around, including the patients themselves. I mean, people, and especially in the United States, we're people that want instant gratification. We see these medications on television and often go to the physician's office and request these medications. And then you have doctors that have been subject to reduced fees or reduced collections on their fees, for what they do, so they have to see more patients in less time to make the same money that they did 10 or 15 years ago. So this creates sort of a perfect storm where a doctor doesn't take the time because they don't really have the time to sit down and really find out what's wrong with the person. So there is enough time only to write a medication. So the person comes in and says that they're having problems sleeping. Instead of spending 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes with a patient to really find out what's going on in their life, you have to get the next patient in, and you can easily write a prescription for Ambien or Lunesta in a matter of a few seconds or a minute. And then when the patient returns and they are successfully sleeping, after maybe you manipulate the dose or the drug, then it's the problem is solved. And here the patient can go in for years taking these same pills when, again, the root cause of why they can't sleep or why they have high blood pressure or why they're in pain is never, ever sought after or discovered.
Well, I certainly share your concern, but it's the way the structure of our medicine is, and certainly so often we don't talk about the cause, we just talk about treating, and this is certainly the end result, certainly, of a pharmaceutical company-driven medical system. Certainly when I first went to medical school a million years ago, suddenly it was the University of California, there was originally it was Ben Hahnemann Hospital. It was a homeopathic medical school, and basically been bought up by the University of California and converted into a typical medical school. But of course, there were still courses given in homeopathy. Most people don't even know what homeopathy was, but it was a simple form of medicine that used very small doses, used very little medicine, but it worked, and it worked very efficiently until the pharmaceutical companies took over control, certainly not only of healthcare delivery and healthcare dispensing, but also has tremendous impact on the FDA and the CDC and all of our government agencies, really, really, in many respects, an extension. Certainly, all of these government agencies, extensions of the pharmaceutical industry, which really is directing what's going on, and their goal is not to cure the patients or to help them, is to sell products. And believe me, a lot of the products that they're putting out, especially the statin drugs, one of the greatest disgraces of all time. But go right ahead, Dr. Smith. People don't want to hear me talk. They want to hear what you have to say.
Well, you're speaking a lot of truth, and it really is a money-driven system. And we live in a capitalistic society, and I'm not against people making money. But I think when you're in certain industries where you're dealing with the health and well-being of the public, there has to be some other things that are taken into consideration other than money. And unfortunately, that's not happening. So if we look at the whole system and first start with the relationship between the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies, the relationship is really a ludicrous relationship. You have a body, which is the FDA, that is overseeing the pharmaceutical companies, but are getting the majority of their annual budget, and I'm talking billions of dollars, from the pharmaceutical companies in the form of fees for applications for their drugs to be put on the market or evaluated to be put on the market. So I've used this example many times that I was on a program a few weeks ago right after the Super Bowl, and I said, imagine if you were getting ready to watch the Super Bowl and the Denver Broncos told everybody or made an announcement that they were paying the referees to referee the game, but don't worry, it's okay, we're going to pay their salaries. Do we think that the Seattle Seahawks or the fans or anybody would put up with that? Of course not, because it's ludicrous to think that the referees could fairly referee the game when they're being paid by the team or one of the teams that's in the game. Well, we have this going on for many, many years in the FDA where they're basically refereeing what gets put on the market, and it goes on all day, every day, and it keeps getting reapproved by our government every so many years. And that's one reason why we have a lot of drugs get on the market that should never be on the market in the first place. And it's ironic because you will have medications. We can go down the list, Vioxx or the FinFin disaster in the 90s, where you have medications that should have never been put out into the market, never should have been put onto the public. There was lots of evidence that these drugs were harmful, that could maim and kill people, yet they were still released, and the FDA took it off the market in a big-time fashion like they were the heroes, but it was only after the pharmaceutical companies recouped not only their investment but a lot of profit. Then they come in on their white horse and take these medications off the market. Meanwhile, people die and live with horrific cardiac disease from some of these medications, and some of these people are still living in these horrific conditions from these drugs that harmed them many years ago, and the amount of money that they got in the settlement is minuscule in comparison to what they've given up in terms of their life.
Well, you know, I think it's so funny. I see these sometimes these ads on television, and they will tell you about this drug that, of course, you want to ask your doctor, you know, it's going to solve all your problems. And then, of course, as the music is playing and you get this beautiful scene of smiling and happy people, they say, and of course, the complications are it can kill you. It can give you have a stroke or a heart attack. And you go down that list of complications, and it's right there on television. And I wonder, is anybody listening? Or are they so wrapped up in certainly the smiling faces and all of the other things there that they don't understand this medication that they're talking about can kill you?
Yeah, the media, the marketing is brilliant. I mean, when you think about how they get the product across, and they have a guy that's like reading things in auctioneer fashion in a low voice at the end of the ad, and there's this visual disconnect, this audio-visual disconnect where there's somebody reading really low voice of all the bad things, but the people are happy, they're skipping along, smiling, nice-looking people. And so the visual that the person at home gets is, yes, I want to be like them, and we associate with the drug. And they're very effective. In fact, in American Addict, we show that. We talk, we have a professor that did studies on the media and the ads and how it affects people, and they are very effective. And the reality is that we're one of only two countries in the world that really allow direct marketing to patients. So a huge problem. So you just brought up another one of the sort of the cogs in the wheel of this problem, and that is the relationship to the media, because the media helps perpetuate what the pharmaceutical companies are doing, along with the FDA approving it. And again, there are good people that work in all these industries, but all you need is a few people at the top of these industries that are the power brokers in these situations, and their agenda is obviously being played out here.
And the thing is that if you work for government and you tell the truth, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your pension, you're going to lose your security, you're going to get blacklisted. And most people aren't willing to do that. You'll occasionally find somebody who is, but it's not the general rule. Basically, when you've got a good government-paying job and you're told to be quiet, you'll be quiet. And if you try to speak out, you usually will be something won't be heard. So you're not going to accomplish anything.
That's true, and we found that in the research in the film. We found that exactly happened, where people that had reported negative research were terminated, or their research was suppressed. And the other interesting thing that you see, and you see this in other industries too, but a lot in the big pharma and FDA and government agencies, is the top people will go back and forth. So high-ranking executives at a pharmaceutical company be there for so many years and then come in and be in a power situation in government, or be one of the top people at the FDA. It's like a revolving door. So everybody sort of knows everybody, and it can grease the wheel to get these drugs out easier and faster.
Why don't you give our, certainly the title of your DVD and tell people how they can get it. And then we'll talk a little bit about what's in the DVD. What is the title of the DVD? How can people order it?
Well, the film is called American Addict, and it's on all kinds of major platforms. It was released about a month ago. It's on Netflix, it's on iTunes and Amazon, and it's available pretty much everywhere. But people go to AmericanAddictTheMovie.com. You know, it's AmericanAddictTheMovie.com. That's sort of the hub where they can find everywhere. There's hyperlinks to where they can view the movie, rent the movie, buy the movie. And also a lot of information.
Well, is it available on Netflix? Can we actually watch it on Netflix on our television?
It is the number one documentary on Netflix as we speak.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's so vitally important. And basically, it's going to take people who are really concerned or really put in the time and the effort and the finances to do something like this, because it's an expensive proposition to put together a film. But sometimes, certainly, when you see it visually, while it'll have an impact on you, the other side understands that we need to use this vehicle more frequently. We have to warn the American people. We can't change the system, at least not right now. But right now, we need to warn the people so they can protect themselves. That's why I do what I do. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Certainly, Dr. Smith is talking about his new DVD. It's available. It's a motion picture called American Addict, and it's available on Netflix. It's available. Has there been people call in? Can they get it on Amazon? How can people get copies of American Addict, the movie?
Well, they're best that is to go to AmericanAddictTheMovie.com, AmericanAddictTheMovie.com, and from there, there's hyperlinks where people can rent, buy, view the movie, and various places, iTunes, Netflix, Amazon, Flix House. There's even like PlayStation and the new Xbox One have platforms for it. So it's really in wide release at this point. And I couldn't agree with you more about what you said a minute ago, getting other doctors to see it. Doctors are busy, busier, and unfortunately they're not really busier taking care of patients as much as they're taking care of paperwork and trying to figure out how they're going to pay their bills. And I'm talking about the shrinking amount of doctors in private practice. The doctors in hospitals don't have the same pressures, but they're busy in other ways. And I personally believe that this is another part of a medical system that is on purpose, that to make doctors employees. Because if you can continue to paperwork to death the doctors in private practice, reduce their reimbursement, it gets to the point where, because remember, solo or even small group practices, they are businesses. If people can't survive, they're going to join hospitals, large group practices, which are easier controlled by our medical system, which gets into Obamacare and all these other things. But that's the danger, because once you corrupt, the doctors are really the wild card here, because they are often, they're highly trained individuals, intelligent individuals most of the time, and they have the power to write prescriptions and to dictate things. But if you can control them, get them on hospitals, so they're all employees, now it's much easier to control medicine from top to bottom, and that's a very scary proposition.
And basically, medicine should be called control from the bottom up, not from the top down. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, Dr. Gregory Smith. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, if you think things are bad now, wait till Obamacare gets in there. But that's an entirely different subject. We're talking now about certainly the very real problem that exists today. Certainly, of people getting hooked onto these medications and staying on them certainly many times until they've done permanent damage. And certainly, when you stop and think, 1 in 5 or 6 children are some sort of a psychotropic medication. What madness is this? And certainly, so many people certainly on the pain medication, and basically the last thing you want to treat the pain, you don't want to just treat the symptoms of it. But you go right ahead, Dr. Smith, because you're on the front lines as certainly an anesthesiologist and expert in certainly in the management of pain management. Certainly, this is certainly must be a field that you are well versed in.
Let's talk about the chronic pain for a minute, because that affects just millions of people, and the cost of our society is anywhere from 100 to 300 billion a year just in people in chronic pain. And we talk about all the problems, but I do want to give some people some solution and some hope. Chronic pain in this country and really around the world is enormously and grossly poorly treated. People don't get better, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But one major reason is that most chronic pain, no matter if they had a back injury or had 3 or 4 back surgeries, a hip replacement, knee replacement, whatever the original problem that had led to chronic pain is normally at that point more of a neuropathic problem, meaning that our nervous system is plastic, and over time it changes from all the medications and the pain signals, and it becomes almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, the neuropathic pain. So we have to change the nervous system sort of back to normal to help get rid of pain. This is the key to really getting rid of chronic pain. So one of the things I talk about is doing DNA testing. You can do DNA testing to get profiles on the how well a person's neurotransmitters are functioning and their drug sensitivities. And this is one of the keys that you can start to treat people with chronic pain instead of just blindly giving people medication.
so many changes, you know. Basically, when I was practicing, we never even talked about the genetic aspects of what's going on, or the fact that you could turn these genes off or on and have a profound impact on the patient's response. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, the film American Addict. We're talking certainly about people, primarily those certainly who are taking psychotropic and pain medication, but of course we can expand this into so much of what's going on today. And unfortunately, there are forces working behind the scenes that have a vested interest in selling all the medication they can, whether it helps or not. And many times it does far more harm than good.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Dr. Gregory Smith, and basically we're talking about certainly the large percentage of the people, 80% of them are taking at least one medication of some sort per day, and certainly a good percentage of them are taking at least two prescription drugs a day. But then, of course, when we get the psychotropic drugs, the figure that's usually used is about 1 in 5 or 1 in 6 people taking a psychotropic drugs, in other words, one that will have an effect on their mind. But then, of course, what happens when you want to get off the drug? I mean, are you so dependent upon this? And then what about is the possibility that this drug will do permanent damage to your brain, and that basically long-term use can have a permanent effect on you? And there's certainly a great deal of evidence suggesting that that can be the case. In other words, that do you do damage from taking the drugs over a long period of time? And this is certainly a much more of a problem in children. And so why are we putting all the children on? When I went to school, kids were taking these things that we didn't have. All the problems that we have with our kids' minds, ADD, ADHD, all we call these kids hyperactive kids. But now we give them a diagnosis, and then we give them a drug. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Gregory Smith, give us a call. His film, American Addict. American Addict, he's the co-producer of this, along with another physician, trying to get people to understand the very real problem that's out there and how, suddenly, unfortunately, the doctor is put into a trap. People go to him, they want something, and whether they're approaching the disease, why they give them a pill. And that, many times, is the worst thing in the world, because once you get on that pill, many times it's very hard to get off. Go right ahead.
Well, you bring up so many good points, and one of the things that we are going to cover in America, or are covering in American Addict 2, the second film that's out here in the year, is the link between crime and some of these psychotropic drugs. And when you start looking, whether it's Sandy Hook or the Batman shooting, or a lot of these horrific mass murders mass shootings that we've seen for the last several years, almost invariably the perpetrators were being treated with some type of psychotropic drug. But that is left out of the mainstream media, and the emphasis is always on guns, and that the guns are bad, and that we need to have more gun control, when all the while we're ignoring the real problem. And the real problem is that you have children that are being medicated literally to death for things that, like you said years ago, that nobody treated this for. The problem is that it's a financial benefit. Doctors are trying to do what they think is right. They're taught a certain way. They have children, parents bring their child in, hyperactive, this, that. Again, instead of taking the time and finding out what's going on with that child, what's going on in that child's life, is there a bad family environment? They're just placed on drugs. And then when these children snap and shoot people, the media turns and says we need to control guns. It's not the guns, it's the drugs. And then that's what we have to really, really focus on.
I agree with you 125%, and I think it's so vitally important that our listeners understand what's going on, so that we need to support the doctors who are trying to point out the dangers of the excessive use of medication. And this is really what's going on increasingly today, and unfortunately, the doctor's going to have my concern with Obamacare is we're going to have doctors have less and less to say about what they will do. They will be told how to practice, and that will even be much worse, because the doctor is not going to have the time to try to find out what's really going on. He's going to have to suddenly, if the patient is covered by Obamacare, he's going to have to run a mill if he's going to survive at all. In fact, in our local community where I live in a place called Soquel in California. Apparently, there's a back center here with there may be a 6 or 8 personnel working in this back care center, and they suddenly decided they're not going to go into Obamacare because of the headlines on the paper the other day was doctors would be forced to take a 40% reduction in their pay. So they're not going to go to Obamacare. 40% reduction in pay? What madness is this? And because I used to do a lot of back surgery, I used to do a lot of back pain management, and we didn't get rich at it at all. It was something we enjoyed doing. But, I mean, to take a 40% reduction in pay, I probably would go into an early retirement. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're talking about certainly the overuse of medication in people and the fact that certainly medicine is not practiced as it used to be. The film American Addict. So it's been out for about 2 months. And basically, once again, would you like to get out your address or where people can get the book? Where they can get the movie.
Yeah, they should really go to AmericanAddictTheMovie.com, AmericanAddictTheMovie.com, all one word. And that's really the hub of information and has hyperlinks where they can click to different formats, whether it's Netflix or iTunes or Amazon or whatever, Flixhouse, to purchase or watch the film or rent it. So that's the best way to go.
Well, now, what sort of response have you got from your fellow doctors? Because sometimes when a doctor takes a controversial position, initially there's a lot of resentment against him.
Well, surprisingly, I've had a lot of, but mainly positive response. I've had a few doctors that will say, well, you're against drugs, so then what do you do if you have all the answers? And they're not really listening to my whole message because I'm not vilifying drugs. I'm vilifying the way that they're being used because drugs work, and I write for medication all the time. There's nothing wrong with it, but the difference is that you give someone a medication with a plan, not here's the medication becomes the solution, but it is a temporary fix so a person's not suffering, not having an issue, or having something dangerous happening while you get the root cause and cure them. So if someone comes into your office and their blood pressure is super high, absolutely you give them medication because that acute problem, they could have a stroke or a heart attack, so you want to control it. Medication works. But 5 years later, they're still on a high blood pressure pill and nobody's looked any further. They just keep refilling that prescription every 30 days. And this is what you see all day, every day, all over the United States. That's what the problem is. And that is what we really are talking about here. We're not talking about vilifying the medications, but it's just the way they're used. And the pharmaceutical companies are happy with this practice because it's big, big money, huge, huge money for them. And you brought up Obamacare, and I know that's not our exact topic, but Obamacare is going to exacerbate these problems in many ways. I've been against it since it was in its infancy as a bill because it's never been about taking care of people. It's about control. It's about taking over control of the medical system. That's really what it's about. And if people really read this thing and understand what's going on under the surface, it's so easy to see. But you said 40% pay cut. You're right. The better doctors are going to do concierge-type practices, take cash only, or refuse insurance, refuse those type of policies. I certainly don't take those policies at all. And you're going to end up getting these people pushed to the same physicians that are already serving the Medicaid and, in California, the Medi-Cal population. And you're going to have more people, less care, less face-to-face time with physicians. It will be an absolute disaster when it's fully implemented.
Well, anyway, all I can say is I'm certainly glad that I'm retired and long since retired. I would hate to have to be involved with this battle as well. Well, basically, Sydney, now, how prevalent is addiction to pain medication? I retired 20 years ago, so I don't know too much what's happened. At that time, we had a problem with a Vicodin, Sydney, addiction. But now, what's the relationship between oxycodone and Vicodin? Are they fairly closely related?
Well, they're just, you know, OxyContin is an oxidized codone and Vicodin is a hydrocodone. And it is an epidemic. And let's just put the numbers in perspective here because we've had this, quote, war on drugs going on. And it's always see on the news where they're making these huge drug raids and busts on the Mexican border. And it's really glorified the war on drugs. But it's the wrong war. We're fighting the wrong war. The amount of people that are dying on prescription drugs is dwarfing. It's three times as many people dying from prescription narcotics than heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine combined. So the resources toward the illegal drug trade should and needs to be shifted because that's a problem, obviously, but the bigger problem are the pharmaceuticals. When you see the drug dealers in the street now, they're preferring the pharmaceuticals. They're easier to deal with because, and they're getting higher profit. And there is a sense of safety with pharmaceuticals because if someone sees a pill, it's not like they're seeing a little packet of heroin or a vial of meth or something like that. It looks like it's legal. And there's also this misconception that they're just safe because they're pharmaceutical. But what you have are people, snorting, shooting OxyContin, snorting it, taking the fentanyl out of the patches and smoking that. It, is out of control. And unfortunately, out of all this, the fastest growing segment of abusers are the 13 to 17-year-old age group. It's exponential. So the problem is enormous. It is beyond, it's a full-blown epidemic at this point, and there's seemingly nothing in sight to stop it.
Well, you know, because I'm not questioning what you're saying. I just find it so hard to believe that 15, 17-year-old kids would be utilizing things because they didn't do that when I was in school. And basically, you know, suddenly the problem was we might have one pregnant girl, you know, in a class of 1,000 graduating from high school. But basically, most of the kids were pretty good. They would chew gum in class, you know, and they might throw a ruler or something at somebody else, but the things that are going on today are really beyond description. They're so difficult to understand or believe that we could have gone this far down the road towards a total disruption of society, where so many of our young people would be suddenly snorting and using and injecting all of these dangerous drugs.
Well, there's a lot of reasons for it. It's obviously a breakdown in the family structure. There's a lot of times the parents, if the parents are both there or one of the parents in the household, they are not managing their lives very well and have all kinds of issues. A lot of times these medications are simply in the medication cabinet, and you have young people that aren't dealing with their problems well because they may not have adults in their life that are handling their problems well. So how can they get guidance from them? So they reach for medications, and medications and alcohol and drugs in general, they change people's state really fast and make people feel better. And that's one reason why people take them. The scary part is that I mentioned DNA testing earlier. There are certain DNA profiles that make people super susceptible. So you've seen many times where someone will get a dentist procedure or something and get a 15 or 20 Vicodins and take one or two, put it away, never take it again, or it makes them sick, or they feel nothing. You get another person, takes that same Vicodin pill, just one or two, and it's like the greatest feeling they've ever felt, and you fast forward 20 years later, and they're a full-blown addict, and that is genetics. You can see and predict accurately, depending on a person's genetic profile, if they're susceptible to certain substances to be abused, and this is another powerful tool by getting DNA testing. You don't have to do it once. DNA doesn't change, and you can actually do it in young people, teenager or whatever, to see what's going on and try and steer people away. If the person is aware themselves that they have this predisposition, it can give them the strength to avoid it from happening in the first place, avoid that drug in the first place.
That's so amazing, Chris. Certainly, as just an observer, you know, I always recognize that some people, for instance, with marijuana, some people can smoke marijuana, it doesn't bother them. Other people, suddenly they smoke marijuana, it just destroys them. They become suddenly introverted, their mind seems to go, they simply become totally consumed by it. Now, do you deal with marijuana as well? Do you deal with any of these types of drugs?
Well, I actually treat people with marijuana, but not so much the smoking kind. There's a medication called Idrisil. It's very new. It's probably been out less than a year, but it's a pill, and it's marijuana, but it doesn't have THC. It's strictly binding the cannabis 1 and 2 receptors, which is specific for nausea and pain. Gives a person no high whatsoever, and it's very effective, and it's not addicting. So in certain, you know, cannabis, I think, is very effective, and I it escapes me of how it's vilified so much when people are killing people in car accidents and dying of liver failure constantly from alcohol, which is legal. So my view on, I don't really characterize marijuana in the same category as one of the substances that's super dangerous. I agree with you, there are a subset of people that seem to have this syndrome where they smoke marijuana and just sort of drift off and sit on the couch for 20 years. But the benefit of this drug, so to speak, far outweighs any negatives. I've never seen one person that has died of an overdose of marijuana.
Why don't you explain to me now, but why aren't they taking it? Because basically, remember, I'm so far away from medicine in many respects. Why are they taking this new medication? It's a new pill for a very recent. What medical benefit does it have?
Are you speaking of the Idrisil pill?
Yes, 100. Why would you take something like that?
because the cannabis receptors can control pain and is very effective for nausea.
Okay.
So that's the main reason I give it, because a lot of people that have chronic pain have problems with nausea, and obviously they have problems with pain, and also in cancer patients that are in the same situation, tremendous nausea from some of the chemotherapy they're taking. This other subject, because I'm not a fan of that chemotherapy, but if they're on other medications, they're making them nauseated. Medical marijuana has been very effective for that. It's been all over the place, though, when you smoke it, you eat it, and all these different things. But I think this new tablet, Yggdrasil, is very effective because it's delivered and it's really controlled. And you know exactly how much you're giving the patient because it's in a pill form.
And basically, then, do you use it fairly frequently in your practice?
It's a new medicine. I've used it for the last 7 or 8 months. Although I have never prescribed medical marijuana other than this pill. But I've had no problems when patients have gone to a doctor and said, "Well, I'm using a little medical marijuana and it's helping me." As long as they're not having any negative effects from it, I've not had a problem with it.
Right, because basically, can you tell ahead of time by this genetic screening that you're talking about who's going to have problems and who's not going to?
It's not a crystal ball, but it certainly is pretty accurate in predisposition. And yes, you can tell if a person's going to have a problem, or predisposed to have a problem with all kinds of substances, whether it's alcohol or narcotics or even antidepressants.
Medicine has changed so much, but I'll tell you, medicine was a great adventure. I certainly enjoyed it. I envy you in some respects, the fact you're on the front lines of this battle. Hang on, we're just about out of time, but we do have a couple of just moments here to wrap up the program right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Breaks
down into formaldehyde and methanol. Aspartame breaks down into formaldehyde and methanol. It's a deadly poison. It increases cancer. It has an effect on your brain. It has an effect on your endocrine system.
If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling.
Any other poisoning people?
Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included.
Let me suggest
thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195.
Dr. Blaylock,
if you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
You need to learn what you should be doing to protect yourself.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What is the solution? Many men use a herbal product called prostate
supplements. Salt palmetto, stinging fish. Unfortunately, you're
it's available
going to have
from
to become increasingly reliant, especially as Obamacare comes in.
Recommend.
But we must understand
thousands of men take
there really are people
every day
who want to kill off
their urinary tract.
The majority of people in the world.
You would like
when
to try
I first
prostate
heard that
support,
when I was
call
1-800 544-8927. I thought that was just, I didn't want to believe that. I refused to believe it. Really, of course, it took me a long time to come to conclusion.
Once again, the telephone
do,
number for prostate
do my
support
talk, you can get our talks on population control. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Look at the section on the Georgia Guidestones. You'll see this monument put up in Georgia, a secret society that's quite open. They want to kill off over 90% of the population of the world. And the reason you never hear about this in regular media is because of the degree of control that exists today over the media and over what the American people think and believe. And if you have any questions, that's true. The book, The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. That's The New Media Monopoly. And then when you want to put things into proper perspective, let me suggest my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. And I will tell you, I'm in the process of rereading my book. I haven't read it in 10 years, and I wanted to see the things we talked about 10 years ago and how we framed the ideas about what was going on. And I tell you, I'm enjoying the book. And if you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, why, I would suggest you get a copy. If you want to get them by the case or multiple copies, we'll certainly cut the price for you. We want you to get this into people's hands so we will understand that there really is a genocidal agenda out there. There really are evil and wicked people, and they're working at the highest levels of the FDA and the CDC. And that's why you're not getting the truth about medications. And they're working in the pharmaceutical industry. And there are a lot of good people there, but they don't dare speak up because if they do, they'll be blacklisted, and they know that. And so they just simply try to get through and get retired and where they can go on with their lives. Because if you work for government, you tell the truth. It can be a very, very expensive thing to do. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. In a solemn prayer.
ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It's all about the truth. Same song, 18th verse. The destabilization of the rest of the world is at hand. Not only is it at hand, but everyone's noticing it. All you have to do is put into start page or